few verses of scripture before we close off for tonight. We were reading this morning from Acts chapter 6, coming over into 7. And just for us to understand, right here, we're going to be talking about a little bit about Philip. Philip was one of the 7 who they had anointed for service. It's considered that they were, these 7 men were full of the Holy Ghost. They're spirit-led men. So the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 8 and verse 26, "And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. Arise and head down to that area." Brothers and sisters, this may sound as if this only takes place in that particular time, but I want to allow everyone to understand as we read this passage of scripture that the Lord still speaks clearly. He still instructs us by his spirit in like manner. I can recall at times here in Canada and even back home in Jamaica, and the Lord directing us in this fashion, telling us at times what to do in a given scenario, sending us different places at different times, just like it's recorded here. I know sometimes some folks believe that these were the days of the apostles and the Lord will speak to them like this, but I want us to understand that the Lord still speaks very clearly in this fashion. So Philip, being a spirit-led man, the angel of the Lord here speak unto him. He said, "Arise, go down toward the south unto the way that going down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert." And as God speaks, his servants listen and they act. Bible said, "And he arose and went." There's a blessing in obedience. One has to know the voice of the Lord when he speaks. As soon as he got the word, the Bible said he arose and he went. And behold, what is he going there for? The Lord did not tell him. He simply said, "Go down to this particular place." And sometimes we get a word from the Lord, but we delay, we wait, because we want to hear everything before we make a move. Philip wasn't waiting for that. He knew that the Lord, if the Lord had sent him down there, it would be a purposeful mission. It would be a purposeful mission. And as such, he left immediately. And the Bible said, "And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship." He's an important person in the leadership or the under the queen's authority at that time. He was in charge of the treasure, and he was returning and sitting in his chariot reading Isaiah, the book of Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, "Go near and join thyself to this chariot." You're on a mission for the Lord. One has to keep their ears, their spiritual ears and their eyes open. Because God sent you something and has not told you what to do. You got to keep your spirit open to hear from the Lord. And so when Philip arrived in this particular place that the Lord had sent him, next, in the blessing and obedience, God spoke to him there through his spirit and said, go down and join yourself to this chariot. Go near, join yourself to this chariot. I have shared several testimonies in my own life, the Lord sending us on mission. And at times, it's not so clear as to why the Lord is directing us. But just by simply obeying, you will see the fruit of that mission. I can recall one of my very first experience, which is very vivid in my mind up until this point in my life, being a part of a prayer group that was always spirit-led. I recall very clearly, there was a brother who had a gas station, a service station, and he too was a part of the prayer band. And so the word of the Lord came to us that afternoon saying we should head down to Elder Lynn's gas station to pray. Why? We don't know. But the Lord will speak when we get there. So we all joined up. Different ones went in different vehicles and we headed down there, a drive which was about 15 to 20 minutes from the church. And when we got there, we did not know the purpose for this trip. But the Lord spoke when we got there. He told, by the word, by his spirit, the Lord shared with us on the tanks of that service station where they keep the gasoline, that every brother should stand on one of those tanks. And when we stood on those tanks, the word of the Lord came and said we should just simply shout hallelujah. Seems foolish, seems insignificant, but we obeyed. And as a young man at that time, I was just shouting hallelujah on the top of my voice. And there were folks pulling up into the service station to get gas. And they were looking at us as if we were crazy. And while we were shouting hallelujah and giving God glory, these are the men that were on the trip. The word of the Lord came through one of his servants there and told Brother Lynn, the owner of the gas station, and said, ask the gentleman that delivers gasoline in that tanker, the next time he comes, tell him that God wants to find out why is he robbing him from delivering the accurate amount of gas. Brothers and sisters, Brother Lynn did not knew at the time that he was being deceived by this delivery guy. The next time he came, simply the same words of the Lord, Brother Lynn asked him, sir, why are you robbing me of delivering the amount of gas that I purchased? The Lord wants to find out why. And as he said, he mentioned those words to the man started shaking and trembling and started confessing right on the spot. And all Brother Lynn could say to him, he said, don't do it again. Praise the name of the Lord. So I say all this for us to understand that God speaks. Not only the purpose of that trip at the time was a dual purpose one. As we were about to leave, when the Lord spoke, we saw a car pull up in the gas station just to get some air. And the driver came out as if he was in such a hurry. And the word of the Lord came to one of our missionaries there, and she went over to the car and she pushed her head right in the car And there was a lady sitting in the back of the car. And she turned to the lady and she said, "The Lord wants to minister to you. I don't know you, but the Lord wants to heal you of a condition you have in your foot." The lady looked shocked in the back of the vehicle. And she opened up the door and the missionary began to tell her what the Lord was saying. He said, "You came all the way here and you just visited such and such a one because the doctors can't help you and you're seeking help from a different source. But God said he wants to heal you." The lady began crying. And as she began crying, the missionary laid her hands on the woman's foot and prayed, and God touched her that very moment. She began to speak in tongues in the back of that vehicle. When everything settled down a bit, she opened her mouth and she began to confess. She was a backslider who was living in Ghana at this time. And she was on her way back to the airport. And not only that, she came to the island of Jamaica to visit some witch doctor. But the word of the Lord arrested her. Praise the name of the Lord. So I am fully aware and convinced that the Lord speaks in this manner. And so here, Philip, now the Spirit said, "Join yourself near to this eunuch." And as Philip drew near, Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, "Understandest thou what thou readest?" Philip asked him, "Do you understand what you are reading?" It's good to read, but you must have an understanding of what the scripture says. Do you understand? One must have wisdom as how to open up into having a conversation with someone. God gives each and every one of us a measure of wisdom, and we ought to use it as the Spirit gives us his instruction. And Philip just simply asked, "I recognize your reading, but do you understand what you read?" And he said, "How can I accept some man should guide me?" And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. Brothers and sisters, let's understand that this man, Philip, has lost one of his dear partners in ministry. Stephen is dead, and Philip is still on the mission field. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. And he is still carrying the word of the living God. And the eunuch said, "Unless a man explain to me, how can I know what Isaiah is saying?" And the Bible said the place of the scripture which he read was this: "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth." I believe that's the passage of Isaiah chapter 53 that the eunuch was reading. And he said, in his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who should declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, "I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or of some other man?" I want to understand. I need some clarity. Who is this that the prophet is speaking about? Is it of himself or some other man? And Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Brothers and sisters, the message we carry is simply about Jesus and nothing else. Not our own opinions, not what we think of him, but what the book says about him. Philip began to preach unto this man Jesus from the same scripture. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. Baptism is possible. But do you believe with all? Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you for your patience. We just had some technical difficulties. Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? It shouldn't be any hindrance since there is water here. Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest be baptized. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, and the eunuch saw him no more. What a wonderful testimony. Can you wrap your minds around this? A stranger showed up, and you're being baptized, you're being blessed of the Lord, and you don't even have the opportunity to have further conversations with the stranger. They just disappear. The Bible says the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, and the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. And in the midst of this, the church is still under persecution. Philip is preaching. He's preaching down in Samaria. He has preached to this eunuch. And the message now of Jesus Christ is heading to Ethiopia. But while this is happening, the threat upon the church is still alive. The Bible said, and Saul yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord went unto the high priest. This is a man with an agenda to persecute the church. And we will see in this same attitude being displayed in this last and closing times in which we are living in. and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, any Jesus name messengers, any believers in Jesus, if he found any of them, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. Hello? That's a spirit that is out to destroy the body of Jesus Christ. But I, as I listen to the words of the Lord, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. God is in control. The Bible said, as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. He's journeying on a mission to destroy the believers, to persecute them, to throw them in prison. No compassion, whether men or women, he's going to destroy them. But as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. Brothers and sisters, we don't need to fight a physical battle. We don't need to do such. Our God is in control. And when he says he will not give us more than we can bear, you can believe that word with all confidence and assurance that God is going to stand by his word. The threats are coming. The disciples, they're scattered across the face of this earth because they're running for their lives. And everywhere they went, they preached Jesus. And Saul now was heading down to Damascus, given the authority to pull these men and women from their homes. All he needed to know is if they were in the way, if they were practicing what was preached by Jesus Christ. If they were a part of this body of Jesus Christ, they were going to be persecuted. But while he was there, heading down to Damascus, a bright light shone from heaven, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? God is in control. And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Brothers and sisters, let's understand that even though we are caught in the midst of the battle, it is not so much about us. It has everything to do with the Lord. We are people who bear the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And because the world hates him, they will wrestle and fight against every evidence of Jesus Christ. They will seek to destroy the body of Jesus Christ. But they are not fighting against us. They are fighting against God. And so the Lord showed up before Saul could get down there to carry out his mission. God stopped him in the way. And he fell to the ground. He said, who art thou? When the voice spoke, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Saul said, who art thou, Lord? Jesus said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest, the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what a wonderful picture this is. He's the one who was on a mission to arrest the evidence, to arrest those who were of the household of faith, is arrested by the Lord. Who art thou, Lord? And what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise. He's under authority now. He's arrested. Arise, go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. Everyone who was traveling with Saul heard the voice spoke. Not only that, but when we look in Acts chapter 26 and about verse 14, we understand that every one of them fell from their horses or from the beast that they were on. For the Bible said in Paul's testimony here, he said, and when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the prick. So we understand that when the light shone round about them, every one of them were hit down. If they were on a beast, they fell to their face. If they were walking, they fell down to their face. I believe they were all traveling on a beast down to Damascus. But God, when he shone in all his brilliance there, I believe it's just such a wonderful experience. Every one of them who were heading down to persecute the church fell down. But everyone heard. This was not just a trance that Saul had got caught up in. This was an experience that everyone there witnessed. They heard the voice speaking from heaven. And Saul was on his face. And when they all stood up, the Bible said that when he began to speak to the Lord said, arise, get up, because he was still under arrest. The Bible said, get up, go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. He could not resist because he was blind. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were open, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus, blind by this great light that shone. Brothers and sisters, I'm reading over these scriptures to encourage my spirit, to let me know in the hour of trial, in the hour of testing, the Lord is going to show up in some supernatural way. I have great expectation, and the church, the body of Christ, should have great expectation. The Bible said he was there 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. That's a fast. Holy Ghost, arrest him. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias, he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth, and had seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. So while Saul is praying, God is giving his servant Ananias a word that there is a man called Saul of Tarsus who is praying. And at this point in time, he's seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. My God, what a wonderful God we serve. What a wonderful God we serve. The Bible said, then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he had done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he had authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. Brothers and sisters, I want us to understand that there's a spirit unleashed upon the land that's against the church. And the ultimate purpose and focus of this spirit is to prevent everyone that calls upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a mission to destroy everyone that call upon this precious name. But I'm so grateful to the Lord that the God of Ananias is the God I serve. I'm so grateful to the Lord that the God who spoke to Philip and sent him down into that desert in Gaza is the God I serve. I'm so grateful to the Lord that he still leads. He still instructs us in the way that we should take. My God Almighty, and there's no kings of this world that can stop the church. You can throw us into prison. You can feed us to the beast of this field. My God, you can butcher us. But my God, I'd rather go down calling on the name of Jesus than to bow to the beggarly elements of this world. My God Almighty, I'd rather please the Lord than to please men. My God Almighty, hallelujah. I'd rather be conformed to his image than to the system of this world. My God, because there's no blessing in the system of this world. For everything is going to perish. Everything will be destroyed by fire when the God of this world shows up. Praise the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Ananias said, my God, Lord, you're sending me on a dangerous mission because I've heard what he has done to the saints in Jerusalem. My God, all the threats he breathed out. My God Almighty, and how he has been granted permission from the high priest, from the council there in Jerusalem, heading down here to Damascus to destroy us. And you're sending me over to this household. The Lord spoke. And Ananias went his way. The Lord spoke to him and said, don't you worry. Go thy way, for he's a chosen vessel unto me. God has a way of turning around even the man who is against the church to set him right in the way, my God, and make him a blessing in the kingdom. The Bible said, he said to Ananias, go thy way, for he's a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and the kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Praise the name of the Lord. Ananias heard this. The Bible said Ananias went his way and entered into the house and putting his hands on him said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, had sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight. Praise the name of the Lord. My God. Brothers and sisters, I'm just reading this passage of scripture to encourage your faith tonight, that in the time of testing, you are going to see some things that from the Lord that you have never seen before. God is going to show up for his church. To everyone that believe on his name, the Lord is going to show up in a remarkable way. The Bible said he laid his hands. He said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, had sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. Ooh. Hallelujah. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus. My God, the one who was on a mission to imprison the believers is imprisoned by the Holy Ghost. And he was at, my God Almighty, the feet of all the other disciples. My God Almighty, as they encourage him in the word. Hallelujah. And the Bible said, and straightway, immediately, his mission, God turned it around. And he began to preach Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm reading these passages of scriptures. When we read them, be encouraged. Brothers and sisters, Bible days are here. Bible days are here. Don't treat your Christianity as it is a simple thing. Don't treat the call of God on your life as it is a simple thing. God wants to speak to everyone who's a part of this family. He wants to instruct us. He wants to tell you something, to tell the man that's sitting beside you at work. He wants to give you a word to encourage the one that's depressed. My God Almighty, he wants to speak to you to tell somebody, my God, hallelujah, who needs to hear a word from the Lord. Somebody needs to have the level of boldness to stand up, to declare the truth, and to let folks know in all humility that the gospel of Jesus Christ that you carry is the truth that will set folks free. Have authority, have that level of boldness that comes from the Lord. My God Almighty, I can recall some time ago when I just got married and moved to a new area there in Spanish Town, and I was just filled with the Holy Ghost and power. Everything I talk about is Jesus. I recall one man came by the house, a group of them came by the house one day. I wouldn't allow them to enter the property. I stood by the gate to hear what they had to say. They were on a mission to preach about their beliefs. They were Mormons, and they were preaching to me what they believe. I said, brother, I want to tell you who Jesus is. They started telling me about their great prophet, Joseph Smith. I told them that Joseph Smith is the name of my grandfather, and he's dead. My great-grandfather, he's dead. Hallelujah. And I know someone who's alive and well, and he's the prophet that Moses spoke about. And they said, my God Almighty, they said, you seem like you have a bit of knowledge. I said, I have more than knowledge. I have revelation. That's the revelation of Jesus Christ. I was charged in the Holy Ghost. And they begin to tell me their mission in that community. I said, you can't stay here. You can't bring that doctrine of the lie from the pit of hell to tell the people around in this community. You got to pack your bags and leave town. They look on me and they said, sir, you're threatening us. I said, I'm not threatening you. I'm telling you, God put me here in this town to preach to the people of this town. We can't have two pulpits, one that's sending out lies and one that's sending out truth. I said, if the God I serve is true, you can't stay around here. You got to pack your bags and leave. They said, sir, we want to talk to you. I said, you can talk to me some other time, but not tonight. They left their numbers with me and they said, we're coming back to have a word with you. You have some truth, but you have a little bit of error on some things that you believe in. I said, I have the fullness of truth. Don't you know Jesus Christ is the revelation of God? Hallelujah. And him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And we beheld him, the glory of the begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Don't tell me about Joseph Smith. Tell me about Jesus Christ. My God Almighty, they went away accusing me of threatening them. But I was so passionate about the message of Jesus. The next time we were supposed to meet, they called me the Sunday morning. They said, sir, we have to cancel that meeting. I said, what happened? He said, we got a call back from our base here in the United States of America, and we all have to go. I said, I remember I told you, you have to pack your bags and leave if your message is not right. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I want us to understand the level of boldness that we have to speak by. It doesn't matter who we're talking to. It doesn't matter how much about Jesus we know. My God, somebody there is waiting to know so much before they begin to speak. My pastor told me, you better use what you have until you get what you want. My God, don't wait, my God, to be so broad in your knowledge of Jesus Christ. Use what you have to declare the truth that you know, that Jesus is the one God of eternity. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. I'm telling you, my God Almighty, that this Jesus of which we speak about will stand up beside you. He will stand in the hour of testing when you're declaring the truth. My God, he will stand by you to give you the strength and the boldness. My God Almighty, I remember how the Lord would would have me to understand when I was a little bit fearful, when God began to give me certain revelation of truth, I was a little bit fearful as how I would declare it. But the Lord gave me a vision one night. And as I was in the vision, the Bible, the word of the Lord appeared unto me in that vision. He said, don't you ever be afraid to speak and to declare what I give you. For when you open your mouth, then my God, heaven will back you. I can't forget those words. Even unto this very moment, I don't know everything about Jesus. I don't know everything that's written in this book. I humbly approach it from day to day, trying to understand everything, my God Almighty. But I'm telling you, when God wet my palate with a word from the Lord, I'm not careful, my God. I don't care what men may say or how much they want to criticize what I'm saying. But I'm telling you, I'm sharing what God put in my spirit. I believe that the hour is here for the church to stand up for truth, my God Almighty. Whether we lose things in this world or not, my God, it matters not. But when we stand together in agreement, not fighting against one another, but standing as brothers and sisters to declare the truth, you're going to see, my God, the fourth man in the fire, my God, one that appears to be like the Son of God. He will show up in the moment of testing. He will show up in the time of trial. For every man that opens his mouth to declare the word of God, God stands by him, my God Almighty. And no man can lay hands on such an individual unless God permits it. Be free, be opened, my God, to the move of the Holy Ghost. Let God speak to you like he told Philip. Get down south, down the way, my God Almighty, down from Jerusalem, then down to Gaza. Get down there, my God Almighty. He might just tell you, go down to Jane and Finch, my God Almighty. Like one time, praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I was worshiping God in the backside of where I used to work, back down in Jamaica. Hallelujah. And while I was there worshiping God, hallelujah, the Spirit appeared and the Lord said to me, get up off your knees and walk across this town from one side of the town to the next side of the town. Lift your hands like a crazy man and just call in the name of the Lord Jesus. Brothers and sisters, my God, down in that little town, Santa Cruz, I got up, my God, no pride. I lift my hands and begin to wave them from one side of the city to the next side of the city. Just walking, my God, calling up on the name of the Lord Jesus. I said, Lord, let your peace remain in this town. Lord, let your peace remain in this town. Others were looking at me like I was crazy, but I didn't care. My God Almighty, hallelujah. God had me in training, my God Almighty. Another time, my God, the Spirit appeared unto me down there. My God, he said, there's going to be a fire down in Kingston, over in Kingston, a fire that will bring a devastation upon this land. How many believe, my God Almighty? And as I stood there, the Lord said, I'm training you. I want you to pray this very hour to understand that when I pray, when you pray, I hear and I will answer. My God Almighty, I stood there, my God, and I begin to beseech the Lord and begin to beg the Lord to show mercy to the land of Jamaica, to show mercy to Kingston, Jamaica, and pray against this fire that was coming. My God Almighty, I went home that night not saying anything to anybody, but as I stood there watching the news that night, I remember when the news report at the time said there was a fire at the oil refinery. Fire broke out there, but praise be to God, they were able to put things under control very quickly, that it would not have been a disastrous experience. My God, I was humbled by that report. I said, my God, this God that I serve is a God who answers prayer. My God Almighty, I want you to understand, to open your ears to hear from God, to hear what he's saying. The Spirit is speaking, my God Almighty, expressly this very hour. It doesn't matter
matter who you are, brothers and sisters, once you live a consecrated life to the Lord, God will speak to you. He'll give you words, my God Almighty. He will share things with you which no other person will have the ability to see or to hear, my God Almighty. But those who are humble enough, my God, those who are under authority, He will share His secrets to them. That's the move that we're getting into. That's the realm that we're getting into when God is about to move His church, my God Almighty, to a different experience. Are you ready? Are you prepared to hear from the Lord for Him to direct us, a spirit-led body, my God, for a spirit move that will bring about a change in this land? Hallelujah. God bless you, brothers and sisters, tonight. We just need to have a hunger and a thirst for a move of God. My God Almighty, I believe God so much that one of these days He's going to give me a word for the authorities of this land. I believe God for that. I believe He's going to give me a word. Hallelujah. I believe one of these days He's going to anoint me to tell them, my God, He's going to shut up the heavens, my God Almighty, and there's going to be no blessing in this land until people begin to repent, my God, till the authorities begin to bow their knees. Labohushanda. I believe God. I believe Him for that. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. My God, you can stay and belittle this wonderful experience, the revelation that we have received. I believe it's the biggest thing that can hit, my God Almighty, the mind of a man, the revelation of Jesus Christ. It has come to enlighten us, to give us hope beyond this grave. Lift your hands and bless the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you tonight, my brothers and my sisters. We're going right into prayer as we close off this very moment. Hallelujah. 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 We're going to pray. Unmute your microphones and let us begin to pray tonight. I'm asking everyone just to pray that the Lord will strengthen me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we embark on a time where we will need every energy, every fiber for being to be involved in what's happening here. Hallelujah. Let's pray at this time. Hallelujah. That the Lord will have His way. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's cover one another on the